Today we read from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them, "And the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." He said all of this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in glory, the glory of the Father, with the holy angels." Let's join together in our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of all things, ruler of all that is and all that is to come. God is transforming the world into the place of God's justice and mercy. We follow Jesus, who taught and healed, who died and rose, revealing God's abundant grace. He sent disciples out into the world to heal, to proclaim the good news of your grace. Therefore, we devote ourselves to lives of daily prayer, study, service, and reflection, following Jesus as our Master for the sake of the transformation of the world by the grace of God.
Our focus scripture this morning from the book of Proverbs, from the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 20 through 33. The book of Proverbs is one of the Old Testament wisdom literature books, and share this piece of wisdom from the Good News Bible with you this morning. Pay close attention to the words of wisdom. Listen. Wisdom is calling out in the streets and the marketplaces, calling loudly at the city gates and wherever people come together. Foolish people, how long do you want to be foolish? How long will you enjoy making fun of knowledge? Will you never learn? Listen when I reprimand you. I will give you good advice and share my knowledge with you. I have been calling you, inviting you to come, but you would not listen. You paid no attention to me. You have ignored all my advice and have not been willing to let me correct you. So, when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes, when it comes on you like a storm, bringing fierce winds of trouble, and you are in pain and misery. Then you will call for wisdom, but I will not answer. You may look for me everywhere, but you will not find me. You have never had any use for knowledge and have always refused to obey the Lord. You have never wanted my advice or paid any attention when I corrected you. So then, you will get what you deserve, and your own actions will make you sick. Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern. But whoever listens to me will have security. They will be safe, with no reason to be afraid. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I read these verses from Proverbs this week, I thought, Yogi Berra had it right. It's deja vu all over again. These words, today's words from this piece in Proverbs, I've heard these words before, and I'm not talking about from the Bible, from Scripture. Yeah, I've read these words before. I've heard these words before. We've probably all heard these words before, but I've heard these words before outside of Scripture. Not exactly these words, but paraphrased, yes. I have spoken these words to my children who rejected my advice, who didn't want to listen to me, who made fun of it. And I heard these words from my own parents when I did exactly the same thing to them. Wisdom, God, if you will, let's just say wisdom is God. We know. We say God is wise. God is wisdom. Is speaking to Israel, who has not been paying attention to God's advice. Has not wanted to learn about God, to have any knowledge. They've rejected all of that to go their own way. So God is reprimanding, rebuking, as David, in the words that David used in that scripture that he read this morning, a rebuke. Jesus was rebuking Peter. God is rebuking Israel, God's children, God's people, because they haven't been listening. When our daughter, Pans and my daughter, was younger, and when we were giving a lecture that she didn't want to hear, giving her some piece of information she didn't want to hear, she would take her hands, put them over her ears like this, and go, la, 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 la. Any of your kids ever do that? Yeah. Well, that's what Israel's been doing to God. God's been trying to connect with Israel and offer them some advice to teach them some things, and they've collectively put their hands over their ears and gone, la, 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 la. Pretty childish, huh? At this point in Proverbs, God is frustrated. Wouldn't you be? God is at the end of God's rope. God is ready to wash God's hands of the whole bunch of them. I'm finished with you. You're on your own. Suffer the consequences. I'm not going to listen to your pleas when you get yourselves in trouble. In other words, it's God's turn to go, la, 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 la. Those are scary words. I wonder if Israel was scared, frightened by those, of the consequences, of the possibility that God was done with them. One would think so. I think so. God isn't supposed to ignore God's children. God isn't supposed to say, I'm done with you, I've had it, I'm finished. And Israel aren't the only folk that might wonder that. As we heard these words this morning, how did you think? Did it flash through your mind that, wait, that's not the God that I know. God is love, right? God is love. Exclamation point. That's what we say, that's what we believe, that's what we tell others. But here, right here in Scripture, we've got the exact opposite view of God. Writer Edward Hayes says that, yes, God is love, exclamation point. But when we're confronted with a scripture like we've heard this morning, that we've shared together this morning, there might be a question mark behind that instead of an exclamation point. Wait, God is love? This is love? One of the things that sticks with me as I move on through my faith journey is to always remind myself when we look at Scripture, that Scripture starts a conversation. Not ends one, but starts one. And when we have a Scripture like this morning where God is saying that I've had enough, you're on your own, it's time for a conversation with Scripture. With other Scriptures where there is another point about God, and God is love. God is love? God is love. Which one? Let's have a conversation about that. There are many other pieces of Scripture throughout the Bible that talk to us about a loving God, that teach us about a loving God. And yes, there are those that teach us about an angry God, that speak of a God of wrath and judgment. That's where the conversation comes in, between those two points. And as I participate in that conversation, as we participate in that conversation, yes, both points are true. Both points are there. But the good news is that in the very end of any conversation about God, God is love. God does love us. We think about it, you know, we're told that we're created in the image of God. I don't take that as a physical image so much as in the character of God. And if we are, then we know that we get frustrated at times, that we get angry at times, that we don't want to hear some things that we'd rather not hear at times. So does God. God gets frustrated with us. God gets angry. God gets to the end of God's rope just like we all do at times. And yes, just like us, sometimes God wants to put God's hands over God's ears and say, la, 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 I've heard enough. But the good news is to remember in those times for us, in those times for God, that God does love us. We know that. We feel that. God created us. God forgives us. God is in it with us, no matter how frustrated God gets with us, for the long haul, for eternity. And to remember that one of the characteristics of God is grace. Even when we don't listen, when we don't behave well, God's grace is there for us to bring us back with the opportunity to try again, to listen better, to live better. Author Wilkie Collins, in his book, The Moonstone, says this. He says, I'm an average good Christian. When you don't push my Christianity too far, and all the rest of you, which is a great comfort to me, are in this respect much the same as I am. We like to think of ourselves as good Christians. I go along with that. But sometimes our faith that God teaches, what Jesus showed us, pushes us a little too far to a place we'd rather not go. And we put our hands over our ears and go, la, 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 la. The goal for each of us, one of the goals of our faith, is to not just be average good Christians, but above average better Christians. Above average children of God. Much like Garrison Keillor's hometown of Lake Wobegon, where all of the children are above average, we are to be above average too, to work towards that, better than above average. It's a lifelong journey. And yes, from time to time, we are still going to put our hands over our ears in the relationship with God and go, la, 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 la. But if we can gain a little wisdom, if we can wise up a little bit more and listen a bit better, life will be a lot smoother. Not that there won't be bumps, big and little, but we'll be able to handle them a lot better. And we'll be able to live a life that God expects of us much better. Life will be better and safer and more secure for us all, and for God too. Amen. Wise, wonderful, listening God, we thank you for a time to be in conversation with you. We trust that you hear all of our prayers, both spoken and unspoken, and that you stand beside us each day, accompany us in our life's journey. All this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray this prayer that we lift up to you with one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.